This is another Rue audio created in the parking lot. This particular parking lot is a grocery store, and some motherfucker in this parking lot thinks that their music needs to be heard by everybody. So, good for them. The reason I'm creating an audio tonight is that I haven't in quite some time, and I am quite horny. I had an interesting day. And I don't know, I'm wet and I'm hot, not like literally, but I mean, no, but I'm just horny, right? So I wanted to think, so I was thinking about, while I sit here and, casually and discreetly touch myself, I thought you might want to hear a fun story while I do that. So first things first is let's see if you can hear the sounds of my wet pussy underneath my jeans. Let's see if it can make it through there. Well, you know what I know you can hear? Is this asshole's music. Regardless, the story shall still continue. Okay, so I was thinking about this, and I really don't think I've talked about this before, but if I have, I guess it's going to be a repeat, and you guys can tell me in the comments here, but I wanted you to kind of understand. I want you to understand the way my mind works, at least a little. That's part of why I do these audios, is I think it's kind of fun and intimate to hear a little bit about not just sexy things, but sexy adjacent things. And yes, I'm still rubbing my swollen lady bits. I don't know if I've really come out and like told you how much I like knowing that you're coming for me. In fact, since the very beginning, I've been calculating how much cum you've given me. This is my quant brain coming out here, but I need to know how much you're giving me. So I sat down and I thought about, okay, what would be... Someone just saw me touching my cunt. Okay, it was discreet, but he saw me, and that was fun. Okay, he's walking away. Cool. At least it was a man. Adult man. He knew my hand was down my pants. I had my pants on. That was fun. Back to cum. Maybe I'll just touch myself on the outside for a minute. So I want to know how much cum I'm getting as a result of this. So I'm doing this for free because it's a hobby, and I don't, you know, I do some custom audios, of course, from people who want that, and it's fine. They're a fun challenge, but besides that, this is just something I do because it makes me feel good about myself. It makes me able to like discover things that I didn't know about my sexuality. And I mean, it turns me on to know that it's not just me speaking into a microphone, but that someone's listening on the other side and someone's touching himself on the other side, maybe even her. I guess that's a question I have, is if you're a lady and you listen to my stuff, I mean, I mostly talk about cocks, but if you're a lady listening to this still, let me know. I'm maybe willing to do a female audio. Not maybe, I'm willing to. I just don't know if I have any female followers, but if you're there and you're rubbing your delicious pussy, I guess this counts too. So I want to know that you're coming for me. The way I figure it is that every listen to my audio, probably 10% of you are coming. I know someone will be like, no, it's more, it's 100%. Well, that's not how math works. 100% of you are not coming to my audios. You turn it on and you realize this isn't for me. I'm not really into face fucking her until she pees her pants. Like, that's not my thing. Or I'm not really into being a mommy's boy where she, you know, lets me touch her mommy boobies. Or even maybe you're not into when I tell you I'm a submissive and I want you to hold me up against a wall and whip me and then spread my cheeks and fuck my ass. Like, I don't, you might not be into that either. In fact, I bet a lot of you are like, what the fuck is happening right now? It's just, when I get horny, sometimes it's just my thought process, my synapses are a little all over the place. And I would say that that is certainly the case for right now. But back to the coming, I think 10% of you, I like the number 10% because it is very conservative and I'd rather be under than over. There's nothing worse than counting those chickens before they hatch, you know what I'm saying? So 10% of the listens to my audios result in someone writhing and moaning and coming for me. Okay, so that's a baseline number. So we got two parts of the equations. Number one, number of listens. Part two, 10%. Then you have to ask, how much cum? Well, according to my friend Google, the average ejaculate is between 1 and 5 milliliters. And you know your girl Rue is conservative because I am. So I'm choosing 1.5 milliliters. I know some of you are more than that. Some of you may be less than that. And the ladies, well, I don't know. I've never really, like, put my smegma. That's not smegma. Oh my God. I've never put my gruel into a measuring cup or anything, so I've never shoved my fingers so hard and swirled them around my pussy and then, like, measured the liquid. So I'm just going to go with 1.5, that's all I'm saying. So now we have three factors. Number of listens times 10% times 1.5 milliliters, and that, my friends, will give me the amount of cum that I have caused as a result of my dirty fucking mouth. And, well, for those of you who are very observant, you may notice that my index has all of that information. I list out the number of listens, the average ejaculate value, the number of followers. These are the numbers. These help me ground myself. I think as of last calculation, I have about 220,000 listens to my audios, and doing the math, that would equate to 32.6 liters of cum. Now, what I haven't done is the upper bounds. I haven't done the upper limits, that if I really was being crazy, and if 100% came, which I still can't do it, so I still will never do that, but if 90% came, and if it was 5 milliliters, oh, let's do that math right now. Okay, 220,000 times 0.9, 90%, times 5 milliliters. I literally don't even know how to do the backwards math there. I think you have to divide by 1,000. I think that might be 990 liters. Holy mother of pearl. Holy mother of pearl necklace. 990 liters of cum. If 90% of you come to my audios at 5 milliliters. Upper lower bounds. Listen, it's somewhere between 32 liters and 990. So maybe like a couple hundred. Holy shit. The cum demon inside me right now is purring. I don't know if a demon purrs, but that's the way I feel. It makes me want to get on my knees right now. Just get on my knees. Every one of you people who are listening to this right now, and suck every single one of your cocks until you come down my throat and have my belly full of cum. Not at the same time, that's impossible. You can't literally consume that much. I'm not an idiot. I'm horny. I'm crazy. I'm not an idiot. This is so weird. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. I don't know if I'll upload this. This feels more like a postscript than an actual audio. Okay, so this is what I'm gonna do. I can't come in this parking lot because I'm not a pervert and I don't want another person to see me touching myself. That poor man. He liked it though. He gave me a look. I'm just gonna give you... I'm gonna give you time right now to touch yourself. Permission to feel good, guilt-free from any girlfriend or spouse or whoever that says that you shouldn't touch yourself so much, to just keep stroking your lovely, delicious cock, because you know that at least one woman out there doesn't judge you for it. She loves it. She loves to take your cum offerings and say thank you. That's mine. This one's mine. Every other listen is mine. And it and it's beautiful and messy. But isn't that life, really? So come for me tonight. Whether it's strangely to this audio, I really doubt that'll happen. Or whether it's a different one, your favorite one. I actually give you permission to not come either. If you want to edge, that's cool too. You're special. You're obviously here because you want more than just porn pictures. You want to feel a connection. And I'm here for that. I support that message. We could probably do a better job as humans to let each other know that we give each other meaning, I would think. So despite all my weird, horny, crazy, at the end of the day, no one in my life knows that's how I am. No one does. They just see me as a mom, wife, a boss, a mentor, a friend. But I also am. I'm a lover to countless of you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for letting me into your life, even if it's for a short amount of time. It means a lot to me. All right, I'm gonna go into the store and buy some sparkling water. Anything that's less than 25 cents a piece, because I'm cheap that way. I'm gonna buy some water. Gotta hydrate in this biz. All right, take care, friends. Thanks for listening.